Hey, thanks so much for being here. Word came out early this morning that Colin Powell had passed away. Complications of COVID-19, but we also know that he was suffering from multiple myeloma, which decreases your, you know, it's an immune deficiency or creates an immune deficiency. So sad news for the country. One of the people that knew him, worked with him for quite a long time right here in the Valley. His name is Gordon James from Gordon C. James Public Relations, who had worked for George H.W. Bush when he was vice president to Reagan. So had spent a lot of times with multiple administrations and in multiple capacities where Colin Powell served. He joins us now. Gordon, first of all, thanks for taking time out of your day to do this. Your reaction when you heard the news this morning?
Well, I actually heard it last night. Lisa told me, came in and said, did you hear that General Powell had passed away? And it just was very sad. I didn't realize he'd been hospitalized or anything, so I was very sad to hear that.
What was it like working with him? Can you tell us a little bit about your time with him and what he was like to work with?
Well, he was terrific. He was he loved the troops and loved to be around people. I don't know if anybody remembers, but he came to Phoenix one visit and was at one of the high schools, and one of the kids, he was addressing the assembly there, and one of the kids says, can you dance the Macarena? And, of course, he said, well, certainly I can, and he did. It was great.
Well, he seemed like someone that took the jobs he had very seriously, but he didn't take himself too seriously, which is not a very it's not a very easy trait to find in people.
Well, that's for sure. May I tell you about his trip to Iraq on March 19th, 2004?
Please.
He came to Baghdad, and we had we set up the mess hall, one of the mess halls, for him to address the troops and the civilians that were gathered, and there were several hundred in the mess hall listening to him, and he gave a thank you remarks and then proceeded to shake every hand in the room. We then went, just to set the stage, the day before, two Iraqi reporters, and first of all, understand that there were no Iraqi reporters until we came in there. They didn't exist. There was no press. And these two reporters breached the security at the airport, and when they were asked to leave, they wouldn't leave, and they were subsequently shot and killed. As you can imagine, tensions were very high, and breaches of security were taken very seriously, and unfortunately, they were killed. So the next day, after the assembly at the mess hall, we went to the convention center for a press conference for Secretary of State Powell, and he took to the podium, and the Iraqi press en masse stood up and walked out. And, of course, we were mortified, and he said... his comment was, ladies and gentlemen, this is what this is all about, freedom of the press. Under Saddam Hussein, this would never have happened without severe consequences. Imprisonment or even death would have resulted. And, of course, that was what it was all about. And I will never forget him for that. It just turned a very sad and unfortunate event into a very positive.
When you look back on the time you spent in those administrations and when you look back at the work that Colin Powell was asked to do, what do you think he will and should be remembered most for?
I think he will be remembered as someone who worked his way up the ranks, a Vietnam veteran, lieutenant during the Vietnam conflict, and stayed in the military and served and worked his way up the ranks and positioned himself as a great leader, rising to the top of the Joint Chiefs, and then finally as Secretary of State. And I think that's how we remember him, someone who devoted his entire life to the service of his country.
He seemed to be someone that was willing to speak his mind if he thought it was the right thing to do, and he didn't seem like he paid too much attention to the criticism. I think it's one of the things that made him a great leader was he felt like he was telling the truth, and as long as you're telling the truth, it doesn't matter what the fallout might be.
Well, of course, you know, remember his testimony at the United Nations when he proclaimed that there were mass destruction
the weapons
available to the Iraqis and Saddam Hussein, and then over the years, it's been not considered quite correct, and he owned up to it. He said, no, I'm not so sure that that was the case. And then also know that even though he worked for President Reagan and President H.W. Bush and for President George W. Bush, he supported President Obama and put his full support behind President Obama. He was willing to take that risk. And
I think that's interesting because he seemed like he just wanted what was best for America, and he had his political stances, which he made clear very often. But he also was someone that seemed like he would serve the president if asked, because that's the way he could best serve his country.
That's exactly right. Mike, you're exactly right. When asked, he served. And I was not present, but I'm sure that there were many discussions between he and Condoleezza Rice and others debating issues.
Yeah.
I can only imagine, 'cause he was not one to back down from what he believed. And I'm sure he expressed his earnest opinion.
Isn't that a unique ability that only certain people have? It's so unique that you're able to speak your mind and not shy away from speaking your mind. But at the same time, at his passing, there is so much respect from both sides of the political aisle. He was able to speak his mind without alienating people.
Yep, that is a very unique unique quality for sure. I know that President Bush, Bush and W. Bush were consensus people, and they would listen to all the arguments from their senior cabinet members and whatnot, and then make a decision. But I know that they depended a lot on what General Powell told them.
Gordon, I always appreciate the time. You are such a wealth of knowledge in this town, and I really do appreciate when you're willing to share it, because you've been able to do and see so much in your career that is just a part of modern American history, and I appreciate you sharing with us again.
You're welcome, Mike, and we're going to miss General Powell and his leadership for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gordon.
Thanks, Mike.
That is Gordon James, Gordon C. James Public Relations here in the Valley. I've always said Gordon's office is like a walk through modern American history with the places he's been and the things that he has done, being with George H.W. Bush when he was vice president to Reagan through his presidency, and then with George W. Bush through that presidency, through the Iraq War, the turnover of the government, all of the things that he has been a witness to and a part of. Just such a great wealth of information, and so thankful that Gordon would, first of all, as a part of this town, but would share that with so many people. And Colin Powell is going to be missed. There's no doubt that he was a statesman in America, and that's not easy to find in today's political climate. And he definitely was an opinionated man that would give his opinion, stand his ground on what he believed, and didn't worry about the fallout. But after his passing, you can see by the outpouring of support from both sides of the political aisle, he was so well respected. And it is a sad day for all of America.